Good morning. This is Tammy Cummings with the Washoe County Sheriff's Office. This is audio press release 1200125. Compassionate Samaritan helps rescue wounded warrior's lost dog. Without Mrs. Mead, we probably would never have rescued this dog. We think of her as a lifesaver. Because Kathy Mead of Verdi went out of her way to help a stray, an injured National Guardsman is back together with his long-lost companion dog. Senior Airman Wes Falconer was on his way home to Reno after he was injured on duty in Afghanistan when he adopted Hudson, a hound from Sammy's Friends Animal Shelter in Grass Valley, California. He was encouraged to adopt a companion dog by doctors who said a dog would help with his recovery. Falconer said he was also inspired by memories of really cool bomb dogs that worked with security forces when he was overseas. When the staff at Sammy's Friends had heard about Falconer's story, they decided that they were going to waive all the adoption fees to show their appreciation for Falconer's service to our country. In late April, Falconer was at Travis Air Force Base in California as part of his recovery, so friends were keeping an eye on Hudson in his absence. But a utility crew accidentally left the gate open and allowed Hudson to wander away from his West Reno home. For months, Hudson roamed the rugged hills alongside I-80 freeway between Peavine and the Truckee River. Falconer had posted lost dog signs, received messages from people who thought they spotted Hudson, but he could never really catch up with the now very overcautious canine. His parents also thought that they saw Hudson one day while driving eastbound on the freeway, but weren't able to get a closer look. All this time, the Washoe County Regional Animal Services was also actively searching for Hudson. They received numerous calls reporting a stray dog in that area of Robb Drive and I-80, and it was beginning to look like Hudson was uncatchable. Well, now enter Kathy Mead of Verdi. She first saw Hudson behind a fence along the freeway's Robb Drive exit while driving her grandson to school. She said the dog looked like it needed help, but it wouldn't let it get anywhere near her. Still, she felt like she needed to do something, so she began visiting the Robb Drive location several times a day. She left food and water for the stray and kept an eye on him to make sure he was going to be okay. I checked on him several times a day, she said, and the dog would still take the food but was extremely skittish. She just couldn't get close enough to catch him. So Mead called Regional Animal Services, and Animal Services Assistant Tim Finnegan explained that really the only chance that they might have to humanely rescue the dog would be to kind of lure him into a cage. However, Finnegan was hesitant to use that method because there was no one able to watch the cage. With the extreme temperatures and the likelihood of overexposure, we were concerned that he would end up seriously harming the dog if it became trapped in an unattended cage. And Mead, of course, understood the dilemma, and without hesitation, she volunteered to watch the cage, and then she let Animal Services know immediately if the dog would take the bait. Well, Mead and Finnegan met at the Robb Drive ramp off of I-80 on Saturday, September 8th, and he set up the cage on the spot where Mead had been feeding the dog daily. Based on the dog's habits, Finnegan told Mead he had a hunch that he would see probably the dog by early afternoon. The dog arrived before noon, and Mead said she held her breath for what seemed like an eternity as it slowly approached the cage and then finally went in for the food. She let out a huge sigh of relief and then contacted Regional Animal Services as soon as the cage door was closed. And because the dog had been microchipped, Regional Animal Services had no trouble finding the owners. Falconer and his parents were reunited at the Regional Animal Services facility at 2 o'clock that afternoon, and Animal Services kennel caretaker Heather Hart brought Hudson to the lobby for the reunion with his family. She said that when she arrived in the front lobby, Hudson was definitely pleased to see Falconer's parents. However, it was nothing compared to when he spotted the owner, because Hudson was overwhelmed to see Falconer and bathed him in kisses. The following Saturday, Hudson Airman Falconer and his parents, Mark and Gail, met with ASA Finnegan and Kathy Mead at the Robb Drive ramp where Hudson was rescued to celebrate the happy reunion. There were plenty of hugs and smiles, plenty of tail wagging, and an overall sense that there was plenty of good in this world. A much healthier Hudson looked on as his folks around him related their individual stories from his four-month adventure and marveled at his good fortune and good people who worked together to bring our dog safely home. I think definitely you have a guardian angel, Falconer had said. Looking around at the people gathered alongside the road, Mead replied, I'd say Hudson had a lot of guardian angels. Thank you.